Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Nobody on the planet is more of an expert on healthcare public policy, market-based healthcare public policy than Grace Marie Turner. She is one of the people that the world turns to when they need help with this, and she's been very instrumental over the years in helping us get as far away from Obamacare as we can get. We're making some progress, and we've asked her to join us again to see how we are doing, and have we backslid a little bit as of January 1. She's our good friend, the president of the Gaitin Institute, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So we had some, what progress did we make last year against Obamacare?
Well, there's been a tremendous amount of progress, actually. We got rid of the individual mandate, which, as you know, was the part of the law that most of us focused most on during the Obama years, the individual mandate, because it's so unconstitutional.
It's unconstitutional. That's what I said that in an article. I said it's unconstitutional. We know it is.
And it's gone. It's gone in the tax bill. I mean, it's a little bit Chief Justice Roberts said that it's really a tax. Okay, well, we'll get rid of it in the tax bill. I think that's sort of sweet.
Talk about sweet irony, right? Because they thought the proponents thought they'd pull a coup by getting Roberts to contrive that ruling, and then not too long later it came back and bit him in the backside, didn't it?
That's exactly right. So then also the administration's orders that are going to make many more kinds of policies available, including association health plans,
right,
which we've been trying to get for, I don't know how many, 20 years. So this is a really important.
When is that going to go into effect?
The administration released the regulations to implement these. It's an administration rule rather than an act of Congress. So this is something that requires going through the rulemaking process. They've said, here are the rules of how this is going to work. Give us your comments, and then they will, within 60 days of that. So I think probably it's another couple of months until they're going to be available. But companies are already starting to figure out what they're going to do. So as soon as the regulations are finalized, I think you're going to start to see those options and opportunities really pop almost immediately.
Right.
Probably before the summer.
One thing, though, that we did pick up, though, was the new tax, right, as of January 1.
Is
there a new Obamacare tax?
The health insurance tax went into effect, yes, because they had temporarily delayed it. And it adds another, 4 to 5% to the cost of a policy. So, that's really that's something that has to be dealt with. And in fact, if they were to get rid of that, people would start to get rebate checks. Employers would start to see their price, their costs go down, their premium costs go down in real time this year. So I can't imagine Congress is not going to do this. They've got to act on it. In fact, I'm on my way right now to meetings on the Hill and on Capitol Hill, and we'll be talking about that and a number of other things for 2018. Action on Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll get that turned around? You say you can't imagine. Well, I think after last year, I can imagine it. After I think I can imagine it completely.
Yeah, that's right. And then the other thing that they're working on is getting rid of the employer mandate. I mean, most employers that can provide health insurance, but it has been, as you know better than anybody, it has just been so distorting to the small business community in particular, because they don't have the resources to self-insure often and get around a lot of the Obamacare rules.
So what are the chances we can get rid of that?
I think they're pretty good also. In fact, I think what they may be doing, since they on doing a major comprehensive overhaul last year. I think they're going to do a lot of these rifle shots. You know, get rid of the individual mandate.
Well, can they do this? Can the Republicans do this unilaterally?
Oh, no, they cannot. They first have to pass, if they want to do this with the 51 votes they have in the Senate, they have to pass a budget because it has to go through the budget reconciliation process.
Yeah.
And there's some people who are saying, I'm not voting for a budget. So they're going to have to get Democrats to join. What are the chances of that? I don't know.
God help us. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back after these messages. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org is her website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.